best at breakfast. And now, Ben Fordham comments.
Would Anthony Albanese be silly enough to go ahead with a crackpot idea like this one? We don't think so, but according to the Australian Financial Review, federal government officials are weighing up a controversial idea. It would see rules introduced to manage how much money retirees can take out of their super every year. The draft policy document says placing a limit on the amount of super retirees can draw down would ensure a regular income for a number of years for the rest of a retiree's life. In other words, government bureaucrats think retirees cannot be trusted with their own money. Super is our money. It's not the government's money. It's not Anthony Albanese's. It's not the super fund's money. It is our money. And Anthony Albanese should file this idea in the shredder. We've spoken to the National Seniors Australia Group. Chief Executive Chris Grice makes the point. Superannuation is the single most important investment in a secure retirement for most people outside the family home. It represents income earned and sacrifices made. The inherent flexibility of the superannuation system in the pension phase is one of the most important features of Australia's retirement income system. Older people should maintain their right to use superannuation in ways that best meets their needs. Well, we say bloody oath. You've earned the right to do whatever the hell you want with your own money. And right now, a lot of retirees are using their super to pay off their mortgages. And over the next 10 years, another 2.5 million people will do the same. You see, the super funds don't want to see the massive outflow of money. They would like more control. People in Treasury are calling this idea longevity protection. But if you ask us, it's more about protecting the bottom line of big super. Now, lots of these ideas have floated and many of them never see the light of day, and this one should be killed before someone takes it seriously. And we're told unofficially, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese thinks the idea is crap. Of course, he hasn't said that publicly, but don't expect to hear anything about it tonight when the Treasurer delivers the budget, and they certainly won't say anything about it during the election campaign.
Traffic. Got something you want to say? You're in the right place. This is Sydney's 2GB. Send us a text or call 131 873.
At Willara, reports of a breakdown eastbound on Oxford Street at Ocean Street to Helston Park. Got a car crash on Canterbury Road at Citybound in the turning lanes at New Canterbury Road. North Parramatta, earlier building fire closing Dunlop Street and also Church Street northbound closed between Factory and Barney Streets. At Glenwood, a breakdown on Norwest Boulevard eastbound at Greenhill Drive. It's got the M7 slow all the way back near Richmond Road. At Campbelltown, two-car crash on Blaxland Road near Campbelltown Road and some heavy Pacific Highway traffic through Linfield and Roseville southbound. I'm Will Bottom on 2GB.
School zone speed limits are now in force. For the best autumn planting advice and top quality plants, shop